Almighty Allah has given us eyesight, vision. Allah has given us eyes. And with these eyes, we can see other people's external appearance, their body, their features, that on his face there's this defect, on his mouth there's a scar or there's a stain that's visible. Everything is visible to a person. But our own defects that are on our face, on our body, with our eyes, despite having eyes, we can't see our own defects. So then, for this, a person has a concern, a worry, what to do. And then for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a unique solution, which we call the mirror, the mirror. And whenever a person is getting ready, he wants to go out, he's wearing his imama, the turban, or he's tidying his beard, getting it ready, then he has a need for a mirror. And always he will need to look in the mirror, because he wants to look at himself. And if he didn't have the mirror, then he can see other people's faces, but he won't see his own face, despite the fact that he's got vision, eyesight. Even then he'll be dependent, despite having eyes, he will have the need for the mirror to look at himself. But there are bigger defects than this that are inside a human being, and that they are the defects of the batin, the inner state. The bodily defects, they will remain up to the end point of this world. But the batini defects, the inner state, they are so dangerous that they will take a person to Jahannam, to hell, ongoing. So to see them is more necessary than seeing the defects of the face. And they are also inside us, the inner state, the batin, hidden. So how will they be seen? How will we expose them? How can we see the defects inside? And obviously, until you don't see a defect, a problem, an issue, if you don't look in the mirror, then you won't see a stain or a scar or a mark, and you won't wash it. So for the batin, what do we do? What's the excuse about the batin then, our inner self, the defects inside? Because without removing them, there's no way out. It's a very dangerous situation. The hasad, ujub, this kibr, pride, this shirk, this ria, pretense, Allahu Akbar. There are many, many, you'd lose count, defects within us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Allah, also for this solution has prepared a mirror. And that mirror is Shaykh, the Shaykh. When a human being presents himself and goes to a wali Allah, then he is such a mirror that the individual then can start to see all the defects in his batin, in his inner self, in his inner state, inside, in his soul. That's why I stated that the human being can never do his own islah. He can never do his own improvement, betterment. Because he doesn't know. He thinks that his defects within him are good things, good traits. Even shirk he'll think is a good trait. His kibar, pride, he'll think is a positive angle. Ujjal, he'll think is a positive angle to his people. If they praise him, he'll think there's a positive angle to that. So dangerous is this, the defects within. And it's Jahannam, hell. That's where it reaches. So for those defects, that to see them, Allah Ta'ala has prepared a solution, and it's a unique mirror, and that is the Wali Allah, the friend of Allah, the Shaykh, the guide. As soon as the individual, the student, goes to his majlis, his gathering, sits in front of the Shaykh, then he can start to see and realize his inner defects through the words of the Shaykh, by sitting in the company of the Shaykh. Allah Ta'ala has prepared this as the solution. So never can a human being do his own reformation, improvement, betterment. If anyone claims he can, if anyone doesn't have a guide and he says, my islah is taking place, my betterment's taking place, reformation's taking place, I'm doing it myself. No, brother. قُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ Allah says. You will have to go for this solution to the guide. Thousands of miles traveled, thousands and thousands of miles people traveled historically for this purpose, that we can do our islah, we can reform ourselves. So company of the Shaykh is such a valuable thing for a human being, such a big treasure, company of the Shaykh, that his batin, inner state, starts to improve, reform, get better. Then he becomes a human being. Then he can see his good qualities. He starts to get rid of his defects, and he can start to see his good qualities, good attributes. So a is lazim, essential, it's necessary. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah said, it's fard ain, it's fard for every individual, that the human being, the individual has to take the company of a pious person, a sheikh, a guide. And the wali Allah, the friend of Allah, if you have a sheikh, but when he passes away, you still get his fuyuz, you still get his blessings and his barakat, even despite the fact that he has died and passed away and left this dunya, still you get the barakat from the teacher. But he cannot do your islah now. He cannot reform you, improve you, better you. For islah, still you have to search and get a sheikh that's alive, a teacher that's alive. You need a sheikh, a guide. And those people who say that I don't need a sheikh, I don't need a guide, they're in a big deception. As long as a person is alive and he has not died, he needs islah up to that time. Nafs, our inner desires, our ego is such a thing that it doesn't allow the human being to realize. And it attacks us, the nafs inside us, the ego, that it makes you free from iman. It makes you devoid of iman. And the person doesn't realize, he's lost faith, that my iman has disappeared. That's how tricky the nafs is, a trickster, fraudster. The shaitan is nothing compared to the nafs. And to understand the tricks of the nafs is very difficult. So we realize that you can only learn this when you go to a kamil sheikh. It has to be a sheikh and a kamil, complete sheikh. And also the individual, the student himself, should have a worry, concern for his islah. This is very necessary. You should have a concern yourself, that I want to do my islah, I want to improve. Then when you are in the company of the sheikh, even then the bitter pill will seem like a sweet pill. Then you won't mind anything he says, or I mind this, or I didn't like this, what my sheikh said, or this pinched my heart, pierced my heart. No, every word of his is shifa cure, and you'll start to see as a beautiful words and statements from the teacher. You'll feel nice in the company of the sheikh. You'll feel good. You'll have a buzz. There'll be bitter things maybe coming your way, but you'll accept them. You'll embrace them. You'll practice on them. So, because it's come from Allah via the sheikh. So it's Allah's help for the assistant, for the student. So my brothers, today our environment is destroyed. Our society is destroyed because there's no desire or passion for Islam nowadays. Nobody has a desire for reformation, improvement. Nafs has come up. Diseases have spread. Diva, we have just decorated our physical faces. External bodies, takabbur, pride, ghurur, it doesn't allow us to go to a teacher. It doesn't allow us to submit to a teacher. It doesn't want us to pick up somebody's shoes. Who has a need today? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of Islah, Allah has kept in within the company of the teacher. Now, until you don't submit and assign yourself over to the teacher, the fruits won't grow. Every tree that has fruits, flowers, it bows. Look, when you have a tree with fruits, it bows down. The branches, they bow down so much, they submit. Even a little child walking past can raise his hand up, arm up, and break off the fruit. That's the humility that comes into the human being, and the nafs disappears. So first and foremost, first condition is that what we need is islah. It is essential that we reform, improve, better ourselves. You can't do your own islah. You need the mirror to identify the dangerous batini inner diseases and sicknesses. And for that, you need the sohbat, the company of a teacher, the sheikh. And on top of that, you need your own concern and distress, worry that I'm trying to do my islah. Inshallah, Allah willing, Allah has given such a path that when that person parts from this world, then he will leave with nafsul mutma'inna, radiyatan mardiyah, with the fadl, with the grace of Allah. With the grace of Allah. This will be the conclusion. When a person goes through the sheikh, that is the tariqah, the method, the best. And when you do islah with the sheikh, there's a practice of dhikrullah. The dhikr that the sheikh prescribes, when you do, you get purification. And then the qualities take effect in that person. So in our Naqshbandi order, silsala, all of that is dhikr khafi, silent dhikr we start from. Our dhikr, we start with silent dhikr. And from the lataif, the points, the dhikr points. And we call this lesson one is maraqaba, khafi dhikr, silent dhikr. That we will do now, inshallah. And as I said, that first kalimat that we recited in the gathering war for Isal to send the reward. Now we will do the dhikr of Allah, which purifies and cleans a person. There are lots of stages. Takes quite a while, a long time, to go up the levels to one lesson, second lesson, third lesson. And it continues like that. Continues in that fashion. So you also call this muraqabah. Muraqabah ismi dhat, muraqabah of the personal name, the name of Allah's self. In other words, Allah is on the lataif, on the dhikr point, to do muraqabah. And the method to do that is this, and I always mention this, explain this, that do dhikr and attach your tongue to the palate, to your palate, to your upper portion of your mouth, so it doesn't move. And your heart, you should empty of all thoughts, empty of all thoughts totally. Don't let any thoughts come to you. This is called watching over, guarding your heart. And if they come again, remove them. They come again, remove them. Waswasa, evil thoughts, distress, keep removing it. Eradicate them. And with the tongue of the heart, because your physical tongue in your mouth is stopped because you've attached it to the palate, then with the tongue of the heart, with the tongue of the heart, the first sabak, qalb, on the heart. After a student gets this lesson, this sabak, then he realizes what is dhikr, remembrance. Yes, so with the tongue of the heart, Allah, 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 he keeps reciting, repeating, repeating. And what are the conclusions that come out? Leave to Allah. Leave the conclusions, effects to Allah. What feelings come? Leave this to Allah. What maqam, stages, levels you pass through, leave this to Allah. Our duty is just to remember Allah. That's it. That's it. And thinking this, think that with this action my heart is getting clean. And when you do Allah, 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 then keep in mind the meaning that Allah, who I'm remembering, He, all His qualities, attributes combined, all of them together, and all great attributes God, and He is free and pure from all defects, and I have belief in Him, in Allah. Remember this while you're doing dhikr, and Allah's personal name, Allah, 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 repeat it. So let's start, inshallah, in this way you should start the dhikr of Allah. And after dhikr, that Allah has given a great reward, a very great reward Allah gives the human being after Fajr. Straight away after Fajr, when he sits in dhikr, which is the greatest deed. From the hadith it is proven, and the pious predecessors had this practice as well. That time after Fajr, don't do any other action, just do dhikr, remembrance. Because that's the instruction. This is the time that Allah Ta'ala selected specially, bukratan wa asila. Allah says this is the dhikr time in the morning, and Allah Ta'ala sends His mercies via dhikr to the individual. Via no other action does Allah send. Via dhikr Allah sends that time. So at this moment in time, the greatest action is that the individual should do the dhikr of Allah. And immediately Allah Ta'ala, so you prayed Fajr, after Fajr straight away you sit in dhikr until when? And there's a time also for this, the limit. Allah says until Ishraq you do dhikr, when the sun starts to shine and it rises. So stay in Allah's remembrance until then. After that, then Allah gives a reward. The whoever after that prays 2 rak'ah, nafil, which everybody should pray. If your sheikh's there, you should pray them as well. Even if he's physically present there with you, pray this nafil salah. These are such nafil that you pray at that time also. So 2 nafil, whoever prays after that, 2 rak'ah salah. What's the reward Allah's given? 1 complete hajj and 1 complete umrah, thawab, reward. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated this 3 times over. The complete 1 hajj, umrah, thawab. Complete 1 hajj, umrah, thawab, reward. This is not some minor thing, brothers. Every day 1 hajj and umrah, thawab, a person should get and then get up. So make this a habit, strengthen this habit, and make the habit solid. Fajr. After Fajr, no amal, immediately sit in the corner, do the dhikr of Allah, immerse yourself in the dhikr of Allah until Ishraq, sunrise, then pray the nafil, 2 rak'ah, salah, you're free. Then after that, recite Quran. Then read tafsir. Then give the speech. Then do tabligh. Then you'll get enjoyment and you'll feel good about it, a buzz. And there'll be barakah, blessings as well. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability, tawfiq, to do this. I mean, okay, let's start and do the dhikr of Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Attach your tongue to the palate, upper portion of the mouth. Empty your heart of all thoughts, and with the tongue of the heart, Allah, 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 repeat this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.